Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Shpak is here. Keita is a great member of our Brain Trust. She is an author, the author of Tipping Point to Happiness, also The Simple Life. She is one of our two happiness experts. We actually have two of them. I mentioned that earlier. And she's our Canadian happiness expert, which we're so glad to have her join us today. Keita Shpak, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
So we're hard by to the holidays.
Yeah.
We're actually, in America, we're between holidays. Between our Thanksgiving, and you guys have one, though. You have a Thanksgiving.
We have a Thanksgiving.
And you just had to preempt this. You have yours in October, so you could get yours in before we do. you had to one-up us there. But we got this Christmas thing coming up real soon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas as well, Jim. And I think just thinking about all that's going on around us, being swept up, as it were, into the activities, the frantic pace, the what to do, what not to do, he's doing it, should I do it? For a small business owner, sometimes you're swept up in a tide and you're sometimes wondering where you should be in all of this. And let's talk about being centered, okay?
Can I give you I want to talk about what you're talking about, but can I tell you something?
Sure.
I don't do any of that.
Okay. And explain that further, Jim.
I don't play that game.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, but I don't play that game. I don't get swept up in the stuff. I'd see it all the time. You're exactly right, and we need to talk about it. But I'm telling you, I'm living proof that you don't have to do it. And I'm a Christian.
No.
I'm a Christian. I celebrate Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. I got four grandsons, so you know I celebrate Christmas. But you don't have to. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. Because of what you said, but I see it around me all the time, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, the thing is, what you've done, Jim, is you have looked into yourself as to what your values and your purpose is.
Yep.
And you have made a decision, and that's what all of us can do. We all can make a decision as to who we are and how we want to not only celebrate Christmas, but how we want to be as a person, and that should project itself, especially during this season and especially through your business.
But you've got to be strong enough not to let people throw guilt trips on you.
Oh, absolutely.
And you got to be centered, as you said, enough not to lay a guilt trip on yourself.
True, because the tribe, the group,
yep,
the collective, will always come after anybody
you
who
will
is thinking a bit differently.
Like the Borg said, you will be assimilated.
But we're going to say, no, I'm not. I'm going to be me, and I'm going to follow my principles or my values or what I see as significant in living out my life and in living out my business philosophy and living out Christmas.
You know, I see this among people in my life during the holidays this month, and my wife is she's just one of the coolest ladies you'll ever meet, and she's got her cornflakes together like nobody you've ever seen. But she does get a little frenetic during the holidays.
I was
kind of giving her a little bit of a hard time about it one time, and I was half teasing her, half scolding her.
Yeah.
And which is the only way I can actually scold her, is just to be half teasing her. And so she said, well, why don't men feel guilty? Because I was talking to her about it. I said, where is this guilt come? Why are you feeling guilty about this or that? She said, well, why don't men feel guilty? I said, men feel guilty plenty of times when we're guilty.
Uh-huh.
I said, but we don't manufacture guilt.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I think that there is a great pressure on women particularly, and this is maybe moving along. The scales are sliding a little bit more these days.
You think so?
Yeah, that women have been perceived or have been sort of put into a box where they are meant to be doing this and this and that, mm-hmm. and perform a certain role, as has the man. But traditionally, women particularly around family-centered activities, the onus has been huge on them.
But what you're talking about, though, and let's be honest, what you're talking about is the trip that women put on women. This is a wholly owned woman thing.
Yeah, it can be because someone is doing so much, she may imprint that on another because she may be upset because the other mm-hmm. is not working as hard.
Well, see, that's the other thing. That's where it winds up being the guy's fault, or a guy gets into trouble. And look, I'm not trying to throw any. I'm not trying to act like we don't have some culpability here.
Yeah.
But you know, I do get accused of not being as helpful, maybe, as she'd like for me to be.
Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, Jim, as we said earlier, whatever you create as your own rule or guideline is yours, is uniquely yours. So what goes on in your household is what you have created. Mm-hmm. And if someone is strong enough, they will create that sense of balance in their home. If they're not as strong, then they will be influenced by all that's going on the outside, including the neighbor who's looking in and saying, how come you haven't baked all your own cookies?
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, or show, you know, you, God forbid you show up with a bought bundt cake, right, or something like that. But, we have people over and they say, what can I bring? I say, bring a dessert, but do me a favor. Go to the store and buy it. Don't worry about it.
True, and you are how gracious, how generous.
But they don't do it. They will not do it. The women won't do that. They won't show up with a bought cake. They gotta make it. Thank you. You'll be invited back. But anyway, no. But here's the thing. Isn't the thing about holidays is try to make it where on the other side, during and on the other side of it, you find some happiness.
True. And
limit the guilt.
Absolutely, Dan. We're going to talk some more about this.
All right. I need your website, Keita.
KeitaSzpak.com. KeitaSzpak.com.
After these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassie, and we'll be right back.
Say what you see, bitch. Don't ask me why. Love never seems to die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.